This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Technology can be amazing. It can also be completely frustrating, even when it comes to something as basic as ordering and paying for something we want to buy. We want to give our money to somebody, and sometimes technology makes it harder. The operative acronym here for our purposes is POS, Point of Sale Systems, the technology that lets us use QR codes instead of menus or swipe or tap our credit cards at the point of sale, right? POS systems got really popular at the beginning of the pandemic. Think how contactless everything had to be. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reminds us, new technology sometimes doesn't work so well.
A couple weeks ago, Marisa Johnson was working at a market and cafe near San Diego called Alfresco. Early in her shift, she went to ring up some customers with the market's point of sale system, Square.
And it just went completely black.
Johnson tried restarting the machine. She unplugged it, tried a different outlet, all while the customers were standing there waiting to buy some fancy olive oil, cocktail mixers, and a throw blanket.
And I see all these items, and in my head, I'm doing the math. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a huge purchase. I can't let this go. So, you know, just trying to figure out ways to make this sale happen.
A big sale like that is a big deal for Alfresco. Jenny Nizgoda is the owner.
Being a small business in, you know, kind of unique times, it's like if we have a, you know, a couple hundred dollar sale coming through, we need that right now.
To make matters worse, Nizgoda's employee couldn't even reach her when the system was down because she was out of town visiting family in Texas.
It's just like the worst thing that can happen when you decide to step away for your first vacation in 5 years.
While the system was down, Johnson made a quick decision. She asked the customers to pay using the app Venmo instead. It worked throughout the rest of her shift. And even though it was a pretty stressful day,
you just have to just be kind and charming and funny and make light of it and let them think that this is funny and cute and they're actually having a good experience when it's an inconvenience.
Square shipped a replacement part a few days later. Before these kinds of payment systems came along, businesses used separate devices to handle credit card payments and customer orders. Lisa Ellis is senior equity analyst at MoffittNathanson. She says newer point-of-sale systems like Square do it all.
That includes that hardware, the card reader, the business software, and the payment processing all in one bundle.
But that means when a point-of-sale system goes down, it can be a disaster for a business.
At the end of the day, you can't really control your own fate.
Steve Chu is co-owner of a sandwich restaurant in Baltimore called Ekibent.
Just because there's so many different external factors that go into running a POS system smoothly.
On a busy weekend about a month ago, his point of sale system called Toast had a service outage, and there wasn't really much he could do about it.
You could call customer service, but in this instance, it was like, we know there's an outage, like give us some time and we'll fix it.
Toast offers an offline mode that allows businesses to keep taking payments during service disruptions. But Chu says that wouldn't have done much for him because customers still wouldn't have been able to order online. He says the outage likely cost him hundreds of orders, which could have brought in thousands of dollars.
We had no business for like 4 hours. It really like shafted us.
Throughout the pandemic, point-of-sale systems have had to add a lot of additional features. Lisa Ellis with MoffittNathanson says that includes things like contactless payments, QR code ordering, curbside pickup.
The minute you had the pandemic, it was essential that you were able to do curbside pickup, right? And so some of these products maybe rolled out features out of necessity very, very quickly.
Ellis says these POS systems handle about a quarter of customer transactions for small businesses. She says the dollar volume they handle has been growing by 30% every year. As a result,
it wouldn't surprise me that there are some growing pains from a customer support and servicing perspective because they were shipping product as fast as they could, right, to try to meet demand.
POS company Toast cut Steve Chu a check to reimburse him for the lost business during the service outage. Square says it continues to invest in the resiliency of its systems and offers a warranty on equipment. That said, Steve Chu is in the market for a new point-of-sale system, and so is Jenny Nizgoda. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.